On this great solemnity of the Assumption, we rejoice because, as we heard in the Gospel, we see Mary traveling to the heights. But today, not only the heights of Judah, but the heights of heaven. Because of Mary's unique participation in the resurrection of Christ, she is the only other person, apart from him, who is right now in heaven, not only in soul, but in body. All the other great saints that we love and admire are still waiting for the final resurrection. Now, in one sense, we might feel that the Assumption, like many other celebrations that we observe throughout the year, gives us that kind of joy that we feel when a friend achieves something very important. We rejoice for her and with her. And while that is good, that is part of why we're here, that's not all. Mary's victory can be our victory. That's the difference. And to be aware of this, that the Assumption is not just about Mary, but really it is also about us, that makes that joy all the more real and personal. Mary's Assumption is, of course, first and foremost her feast, but it is also the feast of the Church, and therefore of each one of us. So we have three here: Mary, the Church, and our soul. The tradition of the Church, in trying to understand the depth, all the depth of many passages of Scripture, has kept all these three together: Mary, the Church, our soul. And so, for instance, just one example from our psalm today. We read, "Hear, O daughter, and see. Turn your ear, forget your people," etc. We can understand this daughter as a reference to Mary, but also to the Church, and also to our own soul. What is said universally of the Church is normally said especially of Mary, and then individually of each one of us, of our soul. And this is very important if we really want to connect and rejoice with today's celebration. Again, not only as what would be good to rejoice because something happened to our Blessed Mother, but if we want to rejoice because something can happen to us as well with her. This is important because, as St. Ambrose said, the Church is beautiful in the souls. And the most beautiful soul in the Church is Mary's. But it is the soul of one of us. She is our mother. She is a human person. She is one of us. She's the best among us. In her Assumption, we celebrate what is meant to be as well the coronation of the whole Church, and therefore of each one of us. And so, because this great feast of Mary is also our feast, we can say that the Assumption for us is about, to borrow words from St. Paul from the second reading, is about welcoming the proper order for our lives. This is what St. Paul said: "In Christ, all shall be brought to life, but each one in proper order." And this means, first, that in the new life of the resurrection, Christ comes first, then Mary, then the triumphant Church. Will we be there? That's the big question. Will we be there? Now, that depends on living a life in proper order, which also means something very simple. What we prayed for in today's Mass at the collect, at the beginning, that we can be always attentive to the things that are above, that amid the many things that we all do, that we all have to do, at home, in our work, that we will always keep going towards the heights. And this means, in a very simple way, that we just need to think about heaven. Do we think about heaven? And not only now, in our daily life, do we think about, do we experience a desire for heaven? I mean, we all have desires. We all look forward to things, things at work, things that we want to possess, encounters with someone. Do we have that kind of normal, ordinary, intense longing for heaven? Is it present in our mind and in our heart? And so do we pray for our salvation? And do we work thinking about our salvation? The good news is that salvation does not mean, as sometimes we might think, just trying to have an okay, decent life and hopefully making the cut, barely, maybe help with a last minute confession. That cannot be our goal. That's not what God wants for us. He wants, and we want, a full life. Salvation already working in our lives. A full life is a life then in proper order, filled with joy, embracing our crosses. Not perfect. It will never be absolutely perfect in this life, but always finding meaning in everything. Not self-centered, not bitter about the problems, perhaps not contented, but never frustrated, because we're always longing for more. A life in proper order is a life of charity, a life in which Christ's salvation is already working, not just hopefully maybe at some uncertain point in the future, now. Already changing more and more our hearts. A life in proper order means trying to become more like the best among us, like Mary, in whom we see today the beauty of that order of love and the hope of what can be ours, eternal and complete joy with Christ, his mother, and all the saints. So this great Feast of Mary is then a celebration of the whole church, and it is our own feast, and we rejoice. Hopefully, with God's grace and with our openness, this day will renew our desire to spend eternity with Mary, adoring Christ in communion with all the saints.